Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Good Tuesday afternoon. Is this Tuesday already? Yeah, I know. Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
Yeah, sorry. It's setting up my headset.
I was going, okay, well, they could definitely see you nodding. That's good. Okay. Hope you're having a good day today. Thanks so much for having us on. It has been a spectacular weather day today. Austin's all over. He'll be coming up in just a second here with the latest 3 to 5 day forecast. We'll look at the rest of the week for you. Also, watch for that early morning fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, sunny, mild, and warm temps in the upper 70s like we're seeing today. Wednesday through the weekend looking great. Green flags flying on Pensacola Beach today. And let's go ahead, without any ado, go ahead and do the top three trending stories. You ready?
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, FDOT says drivers will encounter traffic disruptions. This coming in earlier today, I got this information. Today, a three-month closure of Stacy Road. This is between West Quintet and Coweta Roads. Got underway while crews installed a storm drainage system. Traffic will be detoured along Highway 95A and Coweta Road. The road, by the way, expected to reopen sometime around July 1st. Pensacola Bay Ferry System has returned to another season of operations, but with only one ferry so far this year. The Turtle Runner is back on the water. Still unclear when the second ferry, the Pelican Perch, will return. Pensacola Bay Cruises will operate its regular Fort Pickens, Pensacola Beach, downtown Pensacola service on Saturdays only. The ferry will run on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays from Memorial Day through Labor Day. And the Florida Division of Emergency Management is hosting a virtual session, as a matter of fact, starting right now. It's providing information on the Elevate Florida program. This is a residential mitigation initiative aimed at protecting homes, communities from the impacts of natural disasters such as hurricanes or floods. That session, like I said, just getting underway right now. Just go to FDEM and Florida Department of Emergency Management and go to their website and click it on and join the fun.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty. South Florida Democratic State Senator Rosalind Osgood wants to see a basic bill of rights for inmates. She called a press conference to discuss Senate Bill 358, covering the treatment of inmates in the state correctional system. Osgood says that inmates deserve certain rights, like air conditioning, 3 meals per day, and basic toiletries. The bill in question would allow relief for deprivation of rights and would revise the definition of permanently incapacitated inmate.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3. Could Florida undo one of its post-Parkland laws? A lot of circulation going around in Tallahassee today. Here's Eben Brown.
Laws passed in Florida following the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School raised the age to own long guns from 18 to 21, with exceptions for law enforcement or military. The changes were championed by victims' families, though Second Amendment advocates warned they would pursue legal remedies. And now a bill to lower that age back to 18 has passed through committee and goes to the Florida House of Representatives this week. The state Senate seems to be moving a bit slower on it, and the bill, if passed, would need to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's trying to get other governors on board with changing the Constitution. He was in Montana and Idaho yesterday to meet with their governors, and together they're calling for a balanced budget amendment to be added to the Constitution. DeSantis says it would impose much-needed fiscal restraints on the federal government and adds that Congress's refusal to stop their reckless spending threatens our national security, mortgages our children's future, and erodes the American way of life.
News Radio 92.3, Immigration and Customs Enforcement calling for cops across the country to help them find and arrest over 1 million illegal immigrants being targeted for deportation. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reporting from St. Augustine.
We joined many traffic stops that ultimately ended in immigration-related arrests. Now, we joined the St. John County Sheriff's Office along a very busy stretch of Highway 95 just along south of Jacksonville. Now, this was a joint operation with federal partners, including Customs and Border Protection, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, as well as Homeland Security. Now, one of the stops started as a routine traffic stop for speeding, but it ended with the arrest of several illegal migrants because federal agents found two men in the car with active ICE removal orders for deportation.
And Rick Scott, happy with President Trump's pick to lead the Navy. The Senate yesterday confirmed John Phelan's appointment as Navy Secretary. Senator Scott, a Navy veteran himself, had voted for him, and Scott calls him a friend and says that he knows what it takes to turn an organization around. He adds that he has no doubt he will work with President Trump to increase lethality with incredible ships and take care of our sailors and Marines.
All right, here's something to kind of digest this afternoon. Personal finance website WalletHub compared the 50 states to help people determine where to live to achieve a more relaxing life. By the way, Florida is not one of those stress-free states. It's nearly the opposite. Florida placed ninth in the most stressful states list, seeing a 51.3 out of 100. The top, I'm going to go ahead and give you the top 10, if you don't mind. Top 10 stress states in the U.S. coming in at number one, stress to the banjo thin line here, New Mexico. Number two, Nevada. Three, Louisiana. Four, West Virginia. Number five, Mississippi. Six, Tennessee. Number seven, Arkansas. Eight, Alabama. Number nine, Florida. And coming in at number 10 is Oregon.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that we wouldn't normally expect this hour. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees. It's going to be a low of 57 tonight with some patchy fog in the area, so be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 79, sunny with a high of 79, as I said, and a low of 59.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending up today amid hopes the president, his impending tariffs may not be as broad as originally thought. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher amid another sharp drop in consumer sentiment data. Consumer confidence slipped in March as Americans' view of future conditions fell to the lowest level in more than a decade as they worry about income, business, and job prospects, according to the Conference Board. Tech and financials gain, and shares of Trump Media and Technology Group popped 7% after the Truth Social parent announced that it will partner with Crypto.com to launch a series of exchange-traded funds. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 4 points. The Nasdaq higher by 83. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump reiterating his support for his intelligence officials. He called National Security Advisor Mike Waltz a very good man during an ambassador's meeting at the White House, just a day after a report revealed that he was included in a group text discussing war plans. Trump said they will look into the use of the encrypted messaging app Signal after the incident, and Democrats are wanting involved officials to resign.
Okay, thinking about doing the house buying or house selling activity. Well, here's your, you're going to need these numbers. Here they are. Mortgage rates a little higher today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.77%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.17%. You know, there are things you need to know if you've recently divorced. Jenny Casola explains on Tax Tips 2025.
Did you and your spouse split last year? Here's what you both need to know when filing your taxes. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you formalized a divorce at any time up until December 31st, then for tax purposes, you are considered split for the entire year. This means you'll now file as single unless you qualify as the head of household or remarried before the end of the year. If you had children, things could become more complicated. CPA Bill Dendy says parents can alternate who claims a child.
The custodial parent can give that right in any tax year to the non-custodial parent, and they can agree amongst themselves on when does it make more sense to have the child on one return and not the other.
Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on some national notes and maybe some business stuff as well. Also, in just about 10 minutes, maybe actually closer to 8, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote. That's going to be March 28th through the 30th and April 4th through the 6th. What you can do to win those tickets coming up in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The East Coast Writers Association presents the Poops by the Bay Festival Saturday downtown in Museum Plaza from 10 till 4. See booksbythebay.info for more. The Palafox Market is open Saturdays from 9 till 2 at both the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Check out items from talented vendors who grow, make, or create. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
424, News Radio 92.3, Little Alice, this afternoon. I remember when I was senior high school, that was a big song.
Same here, man.
Everybody liked the guy that would, would wrestle the snake. Alice Cooper. Hey, hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. This is Pensacola Right Now. President Trump said just minutes ago he is not firing his national security advisor following the leak of Yemen strike plans. This is unrolling right now as we speak up in Washington. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Consumers haven't been this anxious about the economy in more than a decade, according to the latest consumer confidence numbers, which have fallen for the fourth month in a row. The conference board reporting its monthly confidence index of current conditions slipped more than forecast to 92.9, a 12-year low. The 7.2-point decline is the steepest drop since August of 2021 and driven by those 55 and older, spread across income groups, as their views of future business conditions and job prospects grow increasingly grim, rattled by the administration's trade wars and persistent inflation worries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
President Trump says it's unfair how his national security advisor, Michael Waltz, is being treated.
He's a good person. The person that was on just happens to be a sleazebag, so maybe that's just coincidence.
The president disparaged the Atlantic editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, and his publication a day after he reported he was inadvertently included in a group chat on the app Signal about airstrikes in Yemen. Waltz says he's never spoken with the journalist before.
We are looking into him, reviewing how the heck he got into this room.
President Trump says no classified information was shared and praised the success of the operation targeting the Houthis. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees right now, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 79 and a low of 59.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, some toy makers with production chains in the U.S. may benefit from President Trump's tariffs. Lauren Simonetti reports from Streetsboro, Ohio.
This fall, the Toy Association predicts toy prices will rise between 15 and 20% because of tariffs on China, where the U.S. gets 8 in 10 toys that we sell. But there are a small number of U.S. toy makers that are seeing a rise in orders because their items are tariff-free. Simplay 3 in Ohio is one of them. Here's their e-commerce director, Marshall Murdo.
The American consumer benefits because they're not going to see an additional $15 tacked onto a $100 item. Our prices are going to remain the same.
Simplay 3 has been manufacturing plastic slides and playhouses in Ohio for 8 years. Now they find themselves in the sweet spot of a trade war, and they don't have to raise prices. In Streetsboro, Ohio, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And an FBI task force has been formed to investigate recent attacks and vandalism against Tesla. We touched on this some yesterday. FBI said in a statement it's urging the public to exercise vigilance and look out for suspicious activity. Attacks have become common since Tesla owner Elon Musk began cutting federal jobs through DOGE.
Okay, it's 427 News Radio 92.3. As President Trump works to preserve TikTok's future, concerns still remaining over the risk posed to children online. Oh, Alexandria Hoff dives into this one for us.
Fox on Tech.
Last year, lawmakers grilled the CEOs of Meta, X, Discord, and TikTok on the harms being done to children. The Senate Judiciary Committee held another hearing on digital danger, saying the problem has only gotten worse. An example, sextortion scams targeting kids. One of the parents who served as a witness, South Carolina State Representative Brandon Guffey. His 17-year-old son took his own life after being inundated with social media threats by an overseas criminal posing as a girl.
The predator not only attacked my son Gavin, who was 17, but also began to extort my 16-year-old son, my 14-year-old cousin, and then myself. One of the messages I received read, "Did I tell you that your son begged for his life?"
Committee members from both parties argued that a bill that passed the Senate last year with strong bipartisan support would have at least helped protect children online, but say it died in the House because of relentless lobbying by big tech. With Fox on Tech, Alexandra Hoff, Fox News.
All righty. Giving away a pair of tickets here to Ballet Pensacola's Don Quixote, March 28th through the 30th, April 4th through the 6th. All you've got to do to win this pair of tickets is text in the name Quixote. You don't have to worry about the first name. Just text in the last name to 850-437-1620. Got to spell it correctly, and I'll give you a hint. In a moment of thoughtlessness in the past, I have spelled, or I have pronounced this as Quixote. so you should know how to spell it based off that pronunciation. First person to text in Quixote to 850-437-1620 gets that pair of tickets.
All right. Attorney General Pam Bondi saying the Supreme Court will get involved in the case about the deportation of nearly 300 Venezuelan migrants. Well, the Trump administration battling U.S. District Judge James Boasberg, who tried to stop the deportation of those migrants, the administration claimed were gang members. Bondi slammed Boasberg, saying he is absolutely not entitled to the national security information he is requesting, and we are going after him.
Wow. You said she doesn't mess around.
No. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Wheels. Action speaks louder than we're ever heard that one?
Oh, of course.
Action. Hey, listen, we got sports coming up at 7 minutes. Some really interesting stories we want to pass on to you on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump continues to back National Security Advisor Michael Waltz after one of his staffers included an Atlantic magazine journalist in a group chat on the app Signal. They were discussing plans for an upcoming strike on Houthi rebels in Yemen.
No, I don't think he should apologize. I think he's doing his best. It's equipment and technology that's not perfect.
Democrat lawmakers have criticized the leak as dangerous. Ukraine and Russia agree to a U.S.-proposed limited ceasefire.
Following talks in Saudi Arabia, the Trump administration says both Russia and Ukraine agreed to ensure safe navigation in the Black Sea and eliminate the use of force or prevent commercial vessels. It expands on a limited ceasefire agreed to earlier this month on strikes against energy facilities.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. If the president's proposed 25% tariffs on vehicle imports from Mexico and Canada take effect, new car prices could rise by as much as more than $12,000, according to Anderson Economic Group. That estimate reportedly factors in likely retaliatory tariffs from Canada, Mexico, and China. Sale prices for homes in the biggest U.S. cities increased at a slightly faster than expected pace in January, according to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller measurement. According to the 20-city index, prices accelerated at an annual pace of 4.7%, up from 4.5% in December, and slightly better than the Dow Jones consensus forecast. On Wall Street, stocks were higher to finish the session, with the Dow gaining 4, the S&P was up by 9, and the NASDAQ added 83. U.S. crude oil futures for May are up slightly above $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Giants signed Jameis Winston, and I don't think they'll land Aaron Rodgers. It's also starting to feel like Tennessee is taking Cam Ward with the first overall pick. And obviously the biggest nightmare for the Giants would be Ward going 1 to Tennessee, and then Shedeur Sanders going 2 to Cleveland, because Joe Shane can't afford to get shut out of landing a potential franchise quarterback once again. I don't think he will this time around, because I have Shedeur falling to him at 3. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We Care Home Hotline. Woody here.
Woody, I need help with this leaky pipe, and fast.
Probably not what they meant when they said water view, eh? Don't worry, WeCare has emergency appointments.
Oh, good. Thanks, Woody.
With highly trained HVAC plumbing and electrical technicians and thousands of positive reviews since 2014, nobody cares like WeCare. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are 3 ways you can vote. 1, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. 2, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. 3, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Ray Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.436 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Smoke on that water. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon, thank you so much for having us on today. It's a beauty out there. Green flags flying along the coastline. If you're thinking about maybe heading over to the beach, it's warm enough. Temps in the 70s now. Austin, all over this in just a few minutes with the 3 to 5 day forecast coming up. If you're thinking about maybe making an investment into your future, financial future, Mega Millions tonight, $344 million, $161.5 million cash option heading out the door. Play wisely. Good luck. They'll make that drawing at 10 tonight.
All righty. And we want to give congrats to Jessica. She was our winner of the Don Quixote tickets. We actually had a lot of people chiming in, and they knew how to spell the name. So I guess my phonetic spelling helped. All righty. The NCAA.
You mean you cheated with them?
Yeah. Gave them just a bit of a nudge in the right direction.
All right.
But yes, getting on to some sports here. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is seeing its highest viewership in decades. Games through the second round are averaging 9.4 million viewers. That makes this year's tournament the most watched in 32 years. Viewership peaked Sunday with an average of 10.1 million folks. The tournament resumes play Thursday.
Okay, how did they assimilate those numbers? Was it just from TV? A source, a mobile phone source watching the games? I mean, where was it broken down at?
I'm not sure. They may have done a little bit of everything.
You know, because I can say that if they're pulling in all the different mechanicals, the phones and the TVs and things like this and your computers, you're going to have a bigger audience. You're going to have bigger numbers. Of course you are.
I would assume that their viewership metrics do evolve with your means of watching. I would hope. That seems like it would be...
Listen,
integral.
I don't know any longer. I've got a 22-year-old son, and he watches everything on the phone. Everything goes to the phone. I said, "Do you have a TV?" No, I don't need a TV. I got the phone.
Right.
So I'm just wondering as I come back again, sample basis, you know, where they're pulling these numbers from.
It's a fair question.
Okay, Celtics extended their winning streak, and Devin Booker helps the Suns settle the score against the Bucks. Jared Max has a Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports Update.
Tatum fires over Sabonis. It's a four-point play opportunity, Jason Tatum is clutching his right ankle.
On NBC Sports Boston, Sacramento's Domantas Sabonis was called for a flagrant one foul on the play. Celtics' leading scorer, Jason Tatum, was able to go to the free throw line where he made one of two shots but then exited the game with 25 points. Tatum helped the Celtics beat the Kings 113-95. Boston, which won at Portland Sunday, has won six games in a row. Improved its record to 53-19, the Celtics second in the Eastern Conference, 4.5 games behind the Cavaliers. The Indiana Pacers ran their win streak to 5 games with a 119-103 win over the Timberwolves. Tyrese Haliburton led Indiana with 24 points and 11 assists.
Book gets it. Racing past Lopez. Rising up, gets it. Look! Lopez on the fade. Won't get it. Suns win.
On Arizona Family Sports, after Devin Booker hit a go-ahead jump shot for the Suns with 2 seconds to go, Phoenix kept Milwaukee from overtaking the lead. The Suns won their fourth in a row, 108-106 over the Bucks. Kevin Durant scored 38 points for Phoenix. Coby White scored 37 points for the Bulls, who got 26 from Josh Giddey. Chicago won at Denver, 129-119 over the Nuggets, who played their fifth straight game without Nikola Jokic. Three-time league MVP, out with an ankle injury. Franz Wagner scored 32 points for the Magic in a 118-106 win against the Lakers. Lakers got 32 from Luka Doncic and 24 from LeBron James, but Los Angeles has lost 7 of its last 10 games. The Mavericks beat the Nets 120-101. Raptors over the Wizards 112-104. The Pelicans top the Sixers 112-99. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about March Madness. I want to give you yet another reminder that Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is taking place on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on the ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
And also for the NBA, Lakers-Pacers game tomorrow night is going to be awesome. ESPN's covering it. It's going to be just a great game.
Lakers hit a bit of a cold streak. Maybe they can get some of their groove back with the Pacers there.
Okay, the 2025 Congressional Hockey Challenge going down in the nation's capital. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Washington.
Politics on ice, but it's a cause that's far from political. The 2025 Congressional Hockey Challenge puts officials from across the political landscape against a team of lobbyists. The teams are raising money for a number of causes. According to organizers, since 2009, the game has raised over $1 million, including for organizations that promote hockey in the inner city and money for the Tampa Bay Warriors hockey program, a disabled veteran organization that's, quote, focused on improving the physical and mental health of our members. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy suing his ex-fiancée. The 21-year-old alleges that she assaulted him, tried to extort him, and destroyed more than $150,000 in cash and property. Worthy is seeking between $250,000 and $1 million for damages. He was arrested earlier this month in Texas for domestic assault, but no charges were filed in the case.
Okay, Sean Miller is going to leave Xavier to coach Texas. This is a new development to pass on to you. Joe Morgan has the latest.
The Texas Longhorns have turned to a big name to lead their men's college basketball program. After leading Xavier to the NCAA tournament in two of the last three seasons, Sean Miller was named the 27th head coach of the Longhorns on Monday. During his 20 years as a head coach, which includes 12 seasons at Arizona, Miller has gone to the Sweet 16 8 times while making 4 Elite 8 appearances. Miller's Musketeers defeated Texas last week in the first 4 round of the tournament before losing to Illinois on Friday. Miller replaces Rodney Terry in Austin after he was informed Sunday that he would not return to lead the program after three seasons. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this for a moment here because, you know, we talk a lot about men's basketball, but one of the most notable players in women's college basketball will be sidelined for the remainder of the NCAA tournament. ESPN reporting that USC star sophomore guard Juju Watkins suffered a torn ACL during the team's second round contest and is set to undergo season-ending surgery. She was injured while driving towards the basket during the first quarter of USC's win over Mississippi State on Monday night. The top-seeded Trojans are heading to their second straight Sweet 16, where they will face Kansas Kansas State on Saturday.
4:43 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. I'm going to go ahead and dive and do the top three trending stories we're watching for you this afternoon. Most Floridians are going to start asking an important question around this time of year. When will spring break end? Well, most Florida students will be back in school by Monday, just in time to give locals a quick breather before the summer rush of tourists. There are no Florida colleges, by the way, or universities that will observe spring break in April. To kick off National Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, Gulf Coast Kids House is hosting an open house Thursday from 4 to 6 over at 3401 North 12th Avenue. The National Child Abuse Prevention Month is designed to raise awareness about child abuse and neglect, promote prevention efforts, and support survivors. And the Florida Division of Emergency Management, I mentioned this to you today, it's going on right now, and in fact, it'll be going on until 6 o'clock this afternoon. They're holding that virtual session today, providing information on the Elevate Florida program. It's a residential mitigation initiative aimed at protecting homes and communities from the impact of natural disasters such as hurricanes and floods. You can go to the Florida Division of Emergency Management website. They started this session at 4, but it will continue through 6 o'clock, and they will take, I think they were telling me, they have a Q&A session as well.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And some backups developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 79 and a low of 59.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, the FBI launched a task force on Monday to investigate protesters who were setting Tesla vehicles on fire and charging stations ablaze in Austin, Texas. Brooke Taylor reports from Texas on what officials have discovered so far since launching the task force.
Officers early Monday morning, they responded to reports of these suspicious devices. They said they're flammable. They called in the Austin Police Department's bomb squad. This same dealership on the north side has had protests for weeks now. These protesters say they are part of this group called the Tesla Takedown Movement. And according to its own website on March 29th, so this weekend, they're calling it a global day of action. The website, though, says they are promoting these peaceful protests. They're against any of this violence and vandalism. But, of course, we're going to keep an eye on it to see if that's what happens.
And President Trump pardoning Hunter Biden's former business partner and friend, Devin Archer. Archer served on the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma with Hunter years ago. In 2023, he testified in front of a House committee about Hunter allegedly pushing the Biden family brand and Vice President Joe Biden joining Hunter on personal business calls to help close deals.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee provided a surprising answer when asked what America's greatest national security threat is. Kevin Yurinsky has the details.
Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford recently told the Fox News Rundown podcast, the biggest threat to our safety may be America itself.
I think one of our biggest threats to our national security and to our open society is our open society. And it's something that our adversaries know and they leverage against us.
One of those adversaries is China, who Crawford feels we're currently in a Cold War with.
Much like we were with the Soviets. But this one, I think, is a little bit higher stakes. And I think China has had the luxury of hindsight and being able to learn from the mistakes that the Soviet Union made.
Crawford says we must maintain good relations with allies in the Western Hemisphere and give them a credible economic alternative to Chinese investment. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
And a hearing is taking place in a Manhattan federal courtroom to determine if a House committee can gain access to Columbia University student disciplinary actions. The House committee investigating anti-Semitism on campus and a suit was filed by 8 Columbia students. One of the plaintiffs is Columbia grad Mahmoud Khalil, who's being detained for his role in pro-Palestinian protests.
All right, weather's warming up here. It seems as though weather will get warm around most of the country, the West Coast, as a matter of fact, preparing for warmer temps as a massive storm system is brewing for later this week. You know, and I was checking our numbers now. The numbers look great, Pensacola, all the way through Friday. Guess what happens on Saturday?
Rain.
You got it. Fox's senior meteorologist, Janice Dean, in with the Fox weather forecast.
Record-breaking warmth will be the story over the West ahead of the next storm system later this week. Temperatures will be soaring well into the 90s to near 100 degrees for parts of the Southwest. Heavy rain and mountain snow is going to move into the Northwest midweek, and some of this energy is going to travel across the country, setting us up for the potential of another major severe weather outbreak over the weekend, including tornadoes. So stay tuned to Fox Weather for your latest forecast details. I'm Jana Steen, Fox News.
And Luigi Mangione asking for a laptop in jail to view documents related to his case. Mangione, of course, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. According to a court filing, Mangione's lawyers asked if he could be given a laptop solely to look at the documents. He would not be able to communicate with anyone through the laptop, and it would not be able to connect to the internet or run any kind of entertainment.
All right, 4:50, 10 away from 5 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Medical experts are suggesting there are links between sleep quality and appetite. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Two things in life you can crave, sleeping and eating, may work together against you if you don't counteract them. This according to experts at the Cleveland Clinic, who say if you're not getting all of the rest you need at night, you may end up eating more. When you're deprived of sleep, your appetite hormones can be thrown out of balance, and that may cause you to eat more the next day. And you want more unhealthy food when you're tired. The Cleveland Clinic suggests creating a regular nighttime routine for going to sleep and getting up around the same time each day if possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. That was actually a good segue because we'll get a bit of a deeper dive onto your health news when we return. And maybe if there's time, as we ease into the end of this 4 o'clock hour, we'll get some maybe more frivolous stuff in there, maybe a pop culture headline or two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. It is quite an afternoon here. It's busy day, beautiful afternoon. Watch for early morning fog tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have sunny, mild temps all the way through Friday. Now they're telling me 60% chance of rain on Saturday, but we'll watch that one. That's a few days out, and we definitely can take care of that on itself. If you don't mind, Austin, go ahead and RAC 29211, if you don't mind for me.
Already got it.
Experts say there's a sweet spot for shut-eye. Your sleeping habits important. Here's House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. We all need sleep, and often could use more of it. But what about the right amount of sleep? Specialists say contrary to the popular 8-hour rule, the amount of sleep you actually need may change throughout your life. They say infants and children need more sleep, but people 65 and older may be able to get by with less than 7 to 9 hours. Some experts also say it's more about the quality of sleep rather than the number of hours. They warn if you're getting between 7 to 9 hours of sleep but still wake up feeling tired, you may want to consider visiting your primary care physician to rule out any health conditions that could be affecting your quality of sleep, because something might be wrong. To put that another way, Stanford sleep specialist Dr. Rafael Paleo tells Fox Digital you shouldn't leave your favorite restaurant feeling hungry. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And with genetic testing company 23andMe filing for bankruptcy, privacy experts are warning the DNA of millions of people is up for sale. The company, known for its saliva-based test kits that offer customers a look into their genetic ancestry, assures the security of customer data, but there's no guarantee about that. The date includes information like genetic predispositions to health information.
I can see a lot of problems unrolling with that. One major airline increasing fees on reward cards for those seeking access to its airport lounges. Tom Graham has more from United Airlines.
The FDA just released the Chemical Contaminants Transparency Tool. This allows users to search common foods and see levels of chemicals, such as pesticides, that the FDA deems safe for consumption. So there is a fair amount of user responsibility required in using this database. For example, next to rice cereal for infants is inorganic arsenic, listed at 100 parts per billion. That could be pretty alarming, but that's not actually telling you how much arsenic is in baby rice cereal, only that the FDA recommends it contains no more than that. Secretary Kennedy has also announced Operation Stork Speed to improve the safety and quality of infant formula through testing for heavy metals and other contaminants.
United Airlines announced Monday the cost for an individual United Club membership is going from $650 to $750, or 94,000 points per year. Also, only the pass holder will be able to access the lounge network, though the airline is creating a so-called all-access membership tier that lets customers bring up to two guests, but it'll cost you $1,400 for the year. Airlines have seen an increase in demand for lounge access following the COVID pandemic. Travel has rebounded, and many passengers are seeking a more comfortable experience at the airport. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads from what I can see, at least not stuff that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some developing at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny day, high of 79, low of 58.
Yeah, if you're driving around, you're probably enjoying looking at some of those marquees. Yeah, the price of gas dropping around here. The price of a gallon of regular unleaded in Florida dipped below the $3 level over the weekend. Now, today's average, $2.97, is the lowest in more than a year. The average price of regular unleaded in Pensacola, $2.59, $2.57 Cantonment, $2.69 available in Gulf Breeze.
All righty, and here's the answer to a question that we've been hearing about for a while. Former First Lady Michelle Obama says the idea of running for president is unthinkable. Speaking on the Not Gonna Lie podcast, she told Kylie Kelce that she knows the inside details of the sacrifices children make when their parents step into the role of president. And in a Reuters Ipsos poll conducted last summer, Obama was the only Democrat to come out ahead of Trump in a hypothetical matchup.
Yeah, I think she has a pretty good grip on what's entailed from that,
right,
that whole thing. So, you know, I applaud her for not going out for the ego leap, you know. Good for her. Good for her. Okay, Fox's Jill Nato reports on some wacky work being done to shine a spotlight on dogs at an animal shelter. You know, these are our favorite type stories.
Yeah.
Here's Jill Nato.
take a pause.
Meet Adrienne Budnick, a volunteer at Metro Nashville Animal Care and Control. She makes social media videos to show off adoptable dogs, and those videos are getting seen.
It went from 20,000 followers to over 100,000 in the last 4 months, maybe. And it's a wild ride.
She's known for assigning the dogs a fake breed name, and she's pretty creative about it.
A Himalayan fur goblin. That's right. What's this then? What's this? It's a teacup werewolf. We got those too.
Budnick is trying to change how shelters are perceived.
It's doggy jail. The dogs are sad there, and that's not how it is here. The dogs are happy. They enjoy their time here.
And there doesn't seem to be an end of fake dog breeds.
Honky Tonk, Chonky Chonk, Tubby Terrier. What's this then? It's a Snacklejack.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
DOH has issued a water quality health advisory for three parks in Okaloosa County. Liza Jackson Park, Fort Walton Beach, Clement E. Taylor Park in Destin, and Lincoln Park in Valparaiso. Coming up in about 12 minutes. We'll be back. Local news, national news. Hold on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.